education, of course. We've been speaking about this last Friday when I was on the programme. So many of those kids, those P7 children, looking ahead to those tests with maybe a considerable amount of fear and trepidation. And we hope to hear from the Education Minister very, very soon on what happened yesterday in terms of education in the programme for government, and also with more of those transfer tests taking place this weekend. So maybe you're one of those parents. Maybe you'd like to get in touch with the programme this morning. 08459 555 678. Parents of children at Our Lady Queen of Peace Primary School in West Belfast, are some of them, of course, in P7, are looking ahead to that test tomorrow. Our reporter Lisa McAllister's been there this morning, and they don't believe that selection has gone away permanently.
Really stressful, and I really feel sorry for any parent that has to put a child through it for tomorrow. It's just one of those things that they have to do if they want to get into the school that they're choosing, and unfortunately it's the only way to decide.
They took away the 11, took away the stress from them, but the selection test is just the same. It's still stress, and it's still to me it's the same thing, so I don't understand why took away one to replace it with something else. And then now they've more tests. I mean, no matter what school they want to go to, they have a test to go into it. So if they have to apply for a few schools, so they've more tests to do rather than only doing the one now.
So this idea that academic selection has gone, you don't think is true then?
No, it's not true. I mean, they have to pass the tests now to go into the schools. So to me, they're putting more pressure on the kids rather than taking it away.
He wants to do it because he doesn't want them to certain school, he wants it to the other school that he's doing it.
Would you have been happy to let him opt out of it then?
Yes. There's an awful lot of competition still with the children. A lot don't want to do it, but that's up to them, you know.
What's your house like at the minute, 24 hours beforehand?
Very cheeky. Just cheeky. Just nerves. All nerves.
Oh, he's just on edge,
yeah,
isn't he?
All edge.
Pierce, then, tell me, you're doing the big test tomorrow, 24 hours to go. How do you feel?
Nervous and worried.
What do you think about the sort of pressure that you and your chums are under at the minute? Is it fair that you have to do it?
Yeah. You have to do it to get into another school, which is fair, so it is.
How do you think you'll be tonight then, Pierce?
Worried and sick, and I don't know.
Now, don't you be being sick. As long as you do your best, that's the main thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
And get a good night's sleep and a good breakfast in you tomorrow.
Yeah. It's 9 to 1, so it is. And I hope I do my best.